Welcome to Politics Ohio from WYSO in Yellow Springs. This Inauguration Day will see President-elect Donald Trump sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. In today's Politics Ohio, we speak with Assistant Political Science Professor Dr. Lee Hanna with Wright State University about the transition of power, how some are protesting it, and the local politics of it all. Lee Hanna, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So here we are at Inauguration Day. A lot of people thought we would never get here. Some people wondering how we got here, but plenty of people excited about the day. This transition of power that takes place every 4 to 8 years is quite a spectacle. Give me your thoughts about the day.
Sure. I mean, it will be highly anticipated, I think, as most things have been with President-elect Trump. He has really kept his speech close to the vest. So a lot of people are eager to see what he has to say. Does he start to bring forth a unifying message? Does he kind of continue on this track that we know has, you know, by most accounts, hurt him in opinion polls with you know, still settling scores with past political opponents? So I think many people will be tuning in because he's not your typical politician. So, you know, just guessing what he may say.
It is quite a task before him to unify the country, which is pretty divided after quite a contentious election season.
Certainly. And I think many people harken back to 2000, where there were some questions of legitimacy and some, numerous Democratic legislators sat out of that inauguration. And so we're seeing that to even a greater extent this time around. And I think that does just highlight how divided our country is, how polarized people feel about this president-elect. And I think the hope is for Americans of both parties is that he does lay out a vision, lay out a, you know, conciliatory message, one of hope and bringing people together. But he's just been so unpredictable. It's hard to tell what he'll actually say.
As you mentioned, some 60 plus, almost 70 congressmen and women around the country choosing to sit out this inauguration in protest. How has this played into your role as a teacher of political science?
Yeah, that is a great question, and it's certainly something that I think every university professor is seeing now, where you have both students who are, you know, completely appalled and question the legitimacy of this president, and then those who found him to be inspiring and heroic and just what this country needs. So kind of navigating those tensions is certainly fairly difficult, for sure. One thing, as far as the political science goes, it is kind of interesting if you look at who is sitting out of this inauguration. By and large, they're coming from fairly safe Democratic districts. So in some ways, they're being responsive to their constituents. They're in a district that voted, you know, 70% for Clinton or more. And so they're calculating that their way to represent is to kind of not be there and to be a voice of dissent with their supporters. And we, you know, saw a similar trend when several Republicans pulled their endorsements after the Billy Bush video. If you looked at the Republicans who pulled their endorsements, they tended to be those who were most vulnerable. Politicians are acting in a rational way. Some are following their conscience, but many are also kind of calculating how their district will respond to their either support for Trump or opposition to him.
During the election, we saw Montgomery County flip for the first time in, 35 years and go Republican. What's your take on that and some of the demographics and how they've played out throughout this election?
Sure. So one of the big questions going into this election was could Clinton turn out the Obama coalition? This young non-white voters in particular who were inspired by Barack Obama's two campaigns and turned out in record numbers. And so if you look at Montgomery County, Donald Trump actually got fewer votes than Mitt Romney. The problem is he missed the Mitt Romney mark by about 1,000 votes. Hillary Clinton underperformed Barack Obama by 16,000 votes. And so I think if you just quickly look at the numbers, we also know that third-party voters we saw more third-party votes than we have in years past. But certainly there was some enthusiasm issues for the Clinton campaign where, you know, a number of voters didn't find it worth it to turn out. So that is certainly surprising. As far as long-term trends, I think a lot is still to be determined. This is also a district that voted for, or a county that voted for Barack Obama twice. It's a county that's voted for Sherrod Brown. So, there's a good chance that if Trump is an unsuccessful president, doesn't accomplish some of these things, that voters will be just as quick to swing back to the Democrats in 4 years.
We've been speaking with Dr. Lee Hanna, assistant professor of political science at Wright State University. Lee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Politics Ohio from WYSO. Find more episodes at WYSO.org. There you can subscribe to our podcast, which is also available on iTunes and Google Play.